Morning, Jeannie.
Hello there.
You're the parent of a transgender daughter, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
What's your reaction? Do you recognise any of the experiences your daughter has had in this report? Bullying, feeling alienated from a school environment?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, sadly. Because of a minority of haters and people who just don't understand, who don't know, would harass my daughter physically and mentally, I suppose, and taunting with a lot of name-calling and just general harassment, but also has been physically assaulted, you would say. Yeah.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah, to the point of alienation. And she has no one to talk to in a very, very large school.
How old's your daughter?
Is a friend, 15, so GCSE year. And really, really trying hard, but finds it quite... I don't know if it's, the word is intimidating, but lonely in a very large school.
Are you sure nobody at that school is putting their arm around your daughter and protecting
no,
her?
No, apart from, don't get me wrong, the teachers that are involved, the school are being as supportive as they can. They have placed safe places in place and allowing my daughter to not have to do certain subjects that would make her feel uncomfortable and use the toilets. So she has a safe toilet to go to.
What psychological impact is this having on her?
Well, there's a lot. The self-harm is always luring in the background because that is...
she cuts herself, does she?
Yeah. I have to be very vigilant as to... I mean, the whole summer, she was really happy because there's a really nice community in Belfast that she has found her tribe, as I would say, and everything is safe there, believe it or not. And she feels safe there.
So this is a 15-year-old child cutting herself.
Yeah.
Feeling isolated within her school.
Yeah, we've had counselling. Now, don't get me wrong, the school is on it, but if you can't pinpoint who is doing this, because many of them are cowards and would maybe shout or throw something, smashing crisps in their heads and stuff like that. And initially, she didn't tell me, and then I knew there was something wrong when there was suicidal thoughts, and we got counselling and everything, and the school are doing what they can, but it's new to them, I think, as far as a transgender child actually, you know, approaching them and coming out.
So
they're using, the female pronouns, and as well, the teachers have started to do that. And funnily enough, yesterday, I was told that one of the pupils had noticed and approached another teacher and says, how should we address, my daughter? Does she want to be addressed as a female? And the teachers told them, informed them. Now, I think the more teachers are talking to my daughter as the girl that she is, it will continue to, if I can use this word, normalise the situation. And the bullies, the haters, the ignorant ones, the troublemakers will then start to feel maybe they're different, because once it spreads out throughout, there's a lot of nice people. There's a lot more nice people than bad people in that school. So once they start to normalise who Rowan is, so it's education, it's clarity, it's information. The lady that was on before that said that she has a group called Gay Straight or whatever, I thought that was a fantastic idea. And I don't know why that's not all right.
That's a teacher from Hazelwood School.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Look, your daughter's 15 and this report was for 16 to 21-year-olds, but it was very much looking at what was happening within that age group to post-primary children. Can I just ask you, what impact it has on you when you hear that when there was a DUP minister in government, Peter Weir, that when he had this report, when he had this research, on two occasions, he said he was too busy to speak to the Rainbow Project. In the context of you saying that your daughter is self-harming and, you know, there have been suicidal thoughts and she's having things smashed over her head.
Yeah.
You know, the DUP didn't even reply to us since last night when we were trying to say to them, look, you're a major party in Northern Ireland. You know, what do you make of these kids being bullied and feeling threatened? So what would you say to the DUP this morning, because they're trying to reach agreement with Sinn Féin on an issue like this? What would you say to them?
I think for a start, it's despicable that they won't even address it. And it keeps this country in the dark ages. And their policies will continue if people don't speak out for various things that need to change for tolerance in this society. And come and spend a day in my daughter's shoes, going into school, or sometimes even just walking down the street, but we're talking about school here. Come and follow her and see then who needs to be dealt with and how this whole thing needs to be addressed. It can't be shoved under the carpet, because that's what the haters want. The haters want everybody who is different from them to just go away.
8th of June 2016... 20-something of December 2016, an elected representative who had a very prestigious title, Minister for Education, Peter Weir, quote to the LGBT Rainbow Project, "There are many demands on my time. I regret that at present I'm unable to meet with you." Then in December, 6 months later, "There are many demands on my time. I regret that at present I'm unable to meet with you."
Has he even looked at the invitation? Or has it even been passed on to him? Is this something that they don't see worthwhile? It's the cause of a lot of emotional issues. There is my daughter. It's teetering on self-harming again because of this. I mean, kids are going to do more than just self-harm if this isn't addressed and put into place and the protection is there and the information to stop the ignorance, because that's what it is. It's ignorance. And the parents of these children who are ignorant should also be informed. There should be a process. There should be, in any form of bullying, you know, it's information, it's knowledge. It's knowledge as people in the school that harass my daughter don't know that this isn't a choice. This isn't a choice. Rowan didn't wake up. She didn't wake up one day and decide this. This is the hardest thing that somebody could go through. One of the very hardest things that anyone could go through.
Remember, if you're listening to this, why we're doing this today. This report, which surveyed 550 school children in Northern Ireland, post-primary children, at 16 to 21s. They said that they didn't feel comfortable in their own school.
Yeah.
They significant numbers reported bullying and being hit or kicked. Almost 4 in 10 pupils said they'd been made to feel uncomfortable by their own teachers in these schools. Frieda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I think the answer to all of this problem is for people of Northern Ireland and all over the world to get back to the Word of God, because this is what is wrong in society today. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And I do feel sorry for all these poor kids that are growing up today and they have struggled with their sexuality. And, you know, this is not of God. And can I take you right back?
I don't know if they're struggling with their sexuality, Frieda. They might be very happy with their sexuality.
Well, that's okay,
but people are struggling to accept them.
Yes, but listen, Stephen, would you please...
God made our children according to you. So God made my child the way that she is, according to you.
That's okay, dear. That's okay that your child feels like that. But listen, let me tell you...
She doesn't feel like that. She is who she is. It's not a feeling.
Let me have my say today. This whole LGB thing, same-sex marriage, God forbids it in the Bible. And he says... It is an abomination. And now I would take this back, I feel, to grassroots as the Roman Catholic Church, where they introduced celibacy for all priests and nuns. And that is ridiculous. Some men and women are called to live celibate lives, but not them all.
Well, we're not talking about priests, Frieda. Frieda, just listen to me. One second. Well, Frieda, I will listen if you give me a chance to put a point to you.
Right.
So we're not talking about priests and nuns today. We're talking about, so let's focus and not get distracted from what we are talking about today. We are talking about children being hit and kicked and bullied because of their sexuality.
No, and that is
wrong. Now, what do you think? How can we stop it, Frieda?
Yes, I'm telling you how you can stop it, Stephen. Let these kids get Bibles in their hands and turn to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to set the captives free, because these poor children and people who have...
So if they have a Bible in their hand, Frieda,
yes,
what's going to stop the kids continuing to bully them?
Well, the thing about it is, then they have a God in heaven who will protect them. He'll make a way for them. We've all had our struggles.
Do you think the bullies should have a Bible in their hand?
Yes, and bullies should be told the Word of God as well. Children should be taught in their schools the truth of the Word of God.
Okay.
And they, now, Stephen, let me...
That
let
won't
me
stop my child being transgender.
That's just a ridiculous
thing to say. She's born this way.
No, I don't
believe...
Our God
created my daughter, right?
Your God what?
Your God created my daughter. Is that what you're saying?
And we are all created in God's image.
Are you trying to say God made a mistake?
I am not. Definitely,
in creating my daughter as transgender?
Definitely not. God never.
Well, putting a Bible in her hand isn't going to change her gender.
Our enemy, and when you hand yourself and your look, I'm getting back again to what I said. The Roman Catholic Church.
We're going off the subject. Frieda, thank you very much indeed. Jeannie, thank you to you too. Good morning to you. Frank and Oma. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, Stephen, there's a lot of talk about these gay children and so on, but what about all the other children in school who might be finding school very difficult? Children coming from broken backgrounds and so on. Children who are very shy. Children coming from disadvantaged backgrounds. Children with alcoholic parents and so on. Children with parents who are splitting up. What about the lives of those children?
So obviously they shouldn't be bullied either, Frank.
No, they shouldn't, but their lives are maybe very difficult as well. I can think back on my own school days 40 years ago.
So what are you saying? Are you saying it's not relevant?
I'm not dismissing that at all. I'm not... pushing that to the one side, but I'm also...
Have you sympathy for these kids who are being hit and bullied and kicked feeling alienated, 4 out of 10 feeling alienated by their own teachers?
I am also highlighting that there are other children in school as well who could be having very difficult lives as well.
I'm sure that's true, Frank.
Yes, then I'm trying to create a balance here.
Okay. Alex, morning Alex. Thank you, Frank. Morning Alex.
Oh, good morning, Stephen. I'm afraid it gets a bit depressing. Frieda, that's her name, she's getting into the Bible about all this. How sad. The Bible is up to one individual to decide as themselves if they want to believe in it or not believe in it.
She's entitled to quote her Bible. She's entitled to quote her Bible and embrace
it. Yes, and I tell you what, when I was leaving London to have a visit for some time, what was said to me as I went out the door of a government building was, oh, Alex, don't forget. What? Don't forget to turn your clock back at least 50 years before you go there.
Okay. Alex, thank you.